Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. We're back this week at the McHugh Center with one of my favorite guests. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And joining me today is Steve Swanson, head coach of the Virginia women's soccer team. Steve, thanks as always for stopping by.
No, it's great to be here, Jeff.
This is an unusual week for you and your team. You have a lot of Thursday, Sunday, and Friday, Sunday turnarounds during the regular season. This time you have a full week to prepare for your next game, which is Sunday afternoon at Boston College. Have you been able to do some things in training this week that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily have been able to?
Yeah, the way the ACC schedule works is you play two games on one week, and then the next week you play one. And so I think that's been a really good format for us as a group, because it allows you to catch up a little bit, you know, especially after such a long road trip. We went to Clemson on Wednesday. We got back late on Sunday. And, you know, I think this week it allows us to get some rest. It also allows us to train properly. It also allows us to get some strength training in, some video work in. So a lot of things that will help you prepare for the next game, but also kind of improve your team as well for the future. So it's the fact that we've had this whole week where we can do all that is just something unusual.
Because if you play a road game on a Sunday and then you've got a Thursday night game, by the time you get back and
it's hard to recover
and even get a day off, right?
Yeah, it's hard to recover and prepare as well as with one game, obviously. So it's a good time for us, and it's a good time to kind of assess where you are and look at ways that you can get better. I think I've always told our team it's at this juncture of the season where I think, you know, you can really push forward and make a lot of progress. Because there are a lot of teams right now that are out of it.
Yep.
You know, our goals are well in front of us, and I think it's just how much we can improve between now and the end of the season.
Injuries are part of every sport, but it's unfortunate that Mackenzie Doniak has been so limited this season. How is Mack holding up, and how's she coming along in her rehab?
Well, she's an amazing person, as well as an amazing player. It was really gut-wrenching to get ready for the Clemson game and find out a minute before the starting lineups to announce that she suffered an injury in warm-ups. So I had a big cry with her after the game, but she's a team player all the way through. She supported her teammates in that game against Clemson, and I think she's going to be back. Our hope is that she'll be back sooner than later, and that her whole season is still ahead of her. A lot of things there, and I told her, you know, she can still, and she will be. I believe she will be a difference maker for us. When we have a healthy Mackenzie Doniak, we are a different team. That's for sure. And she's the best in the country at doing what she does, which is scoring goals.
Good news, I guess, is that what appeared to be a potentially serious injury for Courtney Peterson turned out to be minor, and she's back in the lineup. Courtney is part of a huge first-year class. Have you been able to integrate that group the way you hoped, and have the first-year ladies contributed the way you expected them to?
I think so. It's a big class, obviously. We talked about that earlier. I mean, there's 12 of them there, so it's almost half our team. But they've done a great job. I think our team, our experienced returning players, have done a great job of integrating them and looking out for them. And as I said, I think right now what we have to build even more is the relationship piece. You know, not only the relationships off the field between our players, but the relationships on the field. I think that's going to be a difference maker. How does our left back and our left midfielder work? How does our right back and our right midfielder work? How does our two center midfielders work? And then those kinds of things. And if you look at those positions on the field, there's almost always a first year that's involved in those kinds of relationships, whether it's as a starter or coming off the bench. So I think we can continue to refine those relationships, and we've worked hard on that. But there's no question those players, all the first years, have contributed, and I think we're going to need them, especially down the stretch. And it's nice to have somebody like Courtney with her talents back and producing again.
With five regular season games to play before the start of the ACC tournament, your team is 10-1-1 overall, 4-1 in the ACC, and ranked number 2 nationally. Yet, I think there's a sense that you know, you haven't even put it all together yet, probably in part because Mac's been out of the lineup. Can this team play better? Do you see this as a team that hasn't
no question.
Really reached its potential
yet? There's no question in my mind about that. I think that we've put some good moments together. We've played some very good soccer at times, especially on the road against some good opponents. But we're not as consistent as I would like us to be or the team would like us to be at this point in time. I think there are reasons for that for sure, but I think what we've gone through, I firmly believe there's a reason for everything, and I think what we've gone through right now will help us and is helping us become the team that we can be. But, you know, I think in terms of our decision-making, in terms of our ball movement on the offensive side, generating chances, recognizing situations, we can be better. And I think on the defensive side, even though you might look at it and go, we've given up only 6 goals in the games that we've played, I still think we can get a lot better on the defensive side, both individually and collectively, and we're continuing to work hard on that.
In the latest NCAA poll, 6 of the top 14 teams are from the ACC, including number 1 Florida State and number 2 Virginia, which of course met for the NCAA title last year. Is the league as strong as you've seen it in your 16 years at Virginia? I know it's good year in and year out, but you know, it's just amazing sometimes when you look at the polls.
Well, one thing you have to remember is you just can't look at the polls, and you can't look at the records, because I think once you start doing that, you take your eye off what's the most important, and that all these teams that you play in the league are capable. They're capable of knocking you off. I mean, at one point, I think Notre Dame was 1-3 in the league, and they got their one win against us.
Right.
And so that just shows you the caliber of the teams that are there. I think that every game that we play now, especially because we're on the road more or less for these next few games, they're going to be difficult, and you can throw the records just right out the window. I think Boston College is an extremely difficult place to play. They're a very good team. They have dangerous players up top, and you know, I think we have to be ready. We're going to have to play our best to win. So we're focused on one game at a time. And I think our players are focused also on just kind of getting better as a team. And I think that's been our standard operating procedure for a long time. And we just have to do it that way because that's the way it is in the conference. It's our players recognize that. It's welcome to the ACC. You know, you could win a game and then you got to be ready for the next game. You know, Wake Forest was not an easy game for us, especially after a physical game against Clemson away. So.
Morgan Bryant has been on grounds for much of this semester. What's her role on the team when she's in town?
She would like to think she's running the show. she's an undergraduate assistant coach. That's her formal title. But it's been great to have Morgan here. Obviously, she's finishing some of her schoolwork and also preparing for the camps that are coming up with the U.S. national team. So it's been great to have her around. She's been a fantastic influence on our, especially our younger players, but our team in general. Morgan loves the game. She loves to play. She's got an infectious personality. And from our perspective, we do like to have her out there because she does get in players' ears, and she obviously has a lot of experience, and she can relay a lot of things to our younger players. So she's coaching, as we like to say. She's coaching.
You talked at length before the season about the challenge of moving on without Morgan and Danielle Colaprico, and now you've been without McKenzie for long stretches too. Who are some of the players who have stepped up, you know, to fill those voids?
Well, it's hard, you know. I think, and I should mention that Danny's been training a little bit with us as well, so it's good to have those both those guys around. But it's hard to lose players of that caliber. We've done it a lot over the years. I think more recently we've lost, you know, the Sinead Farrellys, the Colleen Flanagans, and Megan Lensick, and I think Morgan and these players, so Caroline Miller. But I think what happens, inevitably, you have players that step up, and you need players to step up. And I think it's hard because you know, there's just not a lot of Morgan Bryans. And I don't think there will be down the stretch, you know, down the next 30 years, you may not see a Morgan right. Bryan, so, or Daniel Colaprico. But I think Alexis Schaffer has done some really good things. I've been really impressed with her on the ball. She's learning how to be more consistent. But I think she's stepped up her game, and I think she's filled a void, especially in terms of our scoring and creating opportunities. I think that Betsy Brandon's done a nice job for a first year to come in, and she has a very important role for us, a very specific role, and she does that. She fills that role really well. I think all our backs have done a good job. Megan Cox, Christina Irondano, those transfers have really settled in more this year. I think Kristen McNabb is playing at a very high level. Kristen does not get the credit that she deserves, but she's playing at a very high level. And I think in Mac's absence, players like Veronica Latsko and Morgan Ruther have really stepped up as well. We're getting good contributions, getting goals from Morgan, which, you know, this is that's been important for us. She got a critical game, not a game winner, but the one that put us up 2-0 against Clemson that really solidified the game when they were putting a lot of pressure on us. So those are just some players that I think have stood out. But I could also say, you know, players like Brittany Radcliffe have really stepped up their game. I think Brittany's playing some of her best soccer this year, and that's saying a lot because she's had some very good impactful years for us. And I think Kylie Torres is coming on. Some of the first years, like Hannah Kerner and Courtney Peterson, are being less inconsistent, more consistent in their play, and that's helped us. And then players like Megan Reed, I think, has done a good job. You know, what I feel has to happen though now, in order for us to continue to improve, is our players that we don't rely on as much. You know, we rely on Emily, we rely on Kristen, we rely on Morgan Stearns, we rely on Schaff. Those players, Brittany, Rudy, those players we don't rely on, it's improving their game. It's getting their confidence up, you know. Somebody like Brianna Westrup, who hasn't played a lot for us. I mean, Emily Sonic cuts her eye. We have to get her out. We have to get her stitches. And Brianna comes in and does a great job for us, having not played that much. So those are the people that are going to have to continue to impact our team for us to get better.
You were an assistant coach on the national team during its run to the Women's World Cup title this summer. Part of the reason UVA fans got so excited about that U.S. team was the presence of Becky and Morgan on the roster. Are there players in the UVA program now whom you expect to compete for spots on the national team eventually?
Well, I think the two that stand out to me right away would be Emily and Mac. I think Emily is going to go in with the full team here this week and get an opportunity to train with them, which is a big step for her. So we're excited about that for her. Mac has been in with the under-20s, and I think as soon as she gets healthy, you know, I think her future is bright, and I think it's what she wants to do. So to me, those two right now have not only pro potential, but I think have potential down the road to impact the national team at some point. You never know when that is. You know, it took Becky a long time to impact that team. Morgan's a freak of nature, yeah, a little bit, because I think to do what she did is pretty impressive. But I think for most people, there's a you know, there's a time log there that where they have to wait and get their chance. But I think with the way the national team is transitioning here in the next couple of years, I would hope those players, if they keep developing and keep working at their game, that they would be a factor in that.
In the expanded ACC, you don't face every other team in the league every year. No Virginia Tech on the regular season schedule this year, which I guess probably the first time ever for you, or at least since they joined the ACC. Is it kind of odd not to be facing the Hokies in the regular season and maybe not at all this year?
It is. We decided a couple years ago when we looked at the scheduling and we decided to go to 10 games that we would do it based on RPI as opposed to rivalry games, mm-hmm, or proximity. So we tried to be fair about that, but It's disappointing when you have somebody 2 hours away and they're a big rival that you don't play them every year. And I think Chugger and the Virginia Tech program would say that as well. It's good for the state, and I think it's good for soccer to play games like that. But certainly we'll pick it up, here in the next year or so. But it's disappointing because I think we've had a lot of good games with them throughout the years, and the fans are the ones that benefit right from that.
ACC tournament is in Cary, North Carolina this fall, as is the College Cup, which is obviously where you want to end the season. Do you like the idea of being at a site that so many of your players are familiar with?
Well, we have to get there first. Yeah. There's no guarantees, and so we're working hard for that. And I think that our hope is that that we can qualify for the ACC tournament and give ourselves a chance to go back to that venue. We like that venue a lot, but obviously it starts with Boston College coming up. So I guess I want to play my coach.
Yep.
My coach speaks there.
Your one
Jeff.
Game.
Yeah, that's my one game at a time.
Card. By the time you play at home again next Thursday night against Louisville, nearly a month will have passed between games at Kloeckner for your team. That doesn't happen every year, does it? Is this a little quirkier schedule?
Yes, I think it has to do with the ACC schedule and the fact that we're only playing the 10 games and how it works out. There's a lot of parameters when you put an ACC schedule together and you say, well, look, you have to play everybody in your division, and then you're playing three crossovers,
right,
and then you're trying not to make a trip that goes from Boston to Miami. So we recognize that, and at some years it's going to work for you. Some years you're going to have some road trips that take up consecutive weeks, and this was our year for that. So a little bit unfortunate for our fans, but hopefully if we can continue to do well, it might be some more home games down the road. So
3 days after the Louisville game will be the long-awaited showdown with Florida State, which will also be your final regular season game at Kloeckner and Senior Day. Is the rematch with the Seminoles something your players have been pointing toward? I know you want the focus always to be on the next game, but when that game finally arrives, will that be a big deal for the players, do you think?
Well, Senior Day is always a big deal. I think it's always an emotional game for us when you want to pay tribute to these players, especially this particular class. Such a great group of players and great group of personalities. So I think there'll be a lot of emotion there. And as we always do for Senior Day, we always want to leave them with a positive, on a positive note, But it's tough too because, if you're looking at it right, you're hopefully playing more games,
yeah,
and so it's hard. So, I always find that day, as a coach, it's a tough time for me because I love those players, and it's hard to kind of signal, this is really coming to an end, And so the biggest thing for me is that I hope the fans come out to pay tribute to a group of players that have really contributed an enormous amount to Virginia women's soccer.
First things first, of course, and that is the game at BC on Sunday. Good luck in Chestnut Hill, and thanks again for finding the time for this interview.
I appreciate it, Jeff.
This is homecomings weekend at the university, and they're swimming and diving against Tennessee Friday afternoon at the Aquatic and Fitness Center. Men's soccer against Pitt Friday night at Kloeckner, and football against Syracuse Saturday afternoon at Scott Stadium. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.